This is Akashvani, the news read by Indujuku. Severe cyclonic storm Dana, formed over the east central bay of the Bengal, is heading towards the Orissa and the West Bengal coast. The cyclone will cross between Puri in Orissa and Sagar Island in West Bengal and is likely to make a landfall somewhere between Bitterkanika and Dhamra along the Orissa coast tonight. The India Meteorological Department has predicted wind speed of 100 to 120 km per hour during the cyclone's landfall and said the landfall process will continue till early morning tomorrow with widespread impact to the region. The weather agency has issued a red alert for the extremely heavy rainfall over several districts of West Bengal and Orissa today due to Cyclone Dana. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today to take part in the seventh intergovernmental consultations. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The two leaders will hold bilateral talks to discuss enhanced security defense cooperation and deeper economic cooperation and will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, has said that the government is implementing all kinds of advanced technologies like use of artificial intelligence in the road safety ecosystem. Addressing the 12th edition of the Traffic InfraTech Expo in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of its flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. The minister will deliver a keynote address on India's vision for development and security, underscoring the importance of comprehensive security in achieving Viksit Bharat 2047. Raising Day of Indo-Tibetan Border Police is being observed today. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings to the ITBP, Himveers and their families. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, ITBP stands tall as a symbol of valor and dedication to protect the people, including in some of the most challenging terrains and tough climatic conditions. Prime Minister Modi said that the government's decision of conferring classical language status on Pali has ignited a spirit of joy among those who believe in the thoughts of Lord Buddha. Replying to a social media post by the Indian High Commission in Colombo, Sri Lanka, Mr. Modi said that he is grateful to the scholars and monks from different nations who took part in a panel discussion on Pali as a classical language in the Sri Lankan capital. The panel discussion was organized by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations. Tomorrow is the last day for filing for nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Polling will take place on 13th of November. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has appealed to electorates to take help of e-Vigil app and the Voters Helpline app for exercising the right of franchise. Today is the World Polio Day. The day highlights the global efforts to end poliomyelitis, a highly contagious viral disease that primarily affects children. The theme for World Polio Day 2024 is a global mission to reach every child. United Nations Day is being observed today. The day commemorates the official establishment of the UN, an intergovernmental organization that plays a vital role in international diplomacy, humanitarian efforts, and global development. In wrestling, India's Viswajit Ramachandra Maurer bagged the bronze medal at the Under-23 World Championship at Tirana in Albania this morning. Maurer defeated Adam Ulbashev 14-10 in men's 55 kg Greco-Roman category. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.